It is 500 hours UTC. Good morning. This is your Audio Wiki News update for Wednesday, September 17th, 2008. I'm Kevin Fields, and here's this morning's top stories. The Libertarian National Committee continues to be in a fierce deadlock today over how to address the growing controversy surrounding their party's U.S. presidential nominee, former Congressman Bob Barr. Many libertarians have spoken out against Barr since his last-minute refusal to attend former Republican presidential hopeful Congressman Ron Paul's third-party unity conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. last Wednesday. One faction of the 17-member Libertarian National Committee, led by at-large Representative Dr. Mary Ruart, who lost the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination to Barr at the National Convention in May by only a few votes, is supporting a resolution to apologize to Paul. This is being countered by another faction, led by Treasurer Aaron Starr, who favors a resolution to chastise Paul for not endorsing Bob Barr and splitting the freedom movement. The motion supported by Starr was made available online Tuesday night. It can be read online at wikinews.org. The Large Hadron Collider that started preliminary experiments on September 10th in CERN, Geneva, and the planned International Linear Collider will carry out a series of experiments in the future to validate the standard model of particle physics. The model predicts that Higgs boson particles give mass to all fundamental particles and explains the existence of dark matter or invisible matter in between the galaxies. The LHC is a 27-kilometer-long circular high-energy particle accelerator which took more than 20 years and $9 billion US to build. In the next few weeks, the machine will collide opposing beams of protons charged with approximately 7 tetraelectrovolts of energy, resulting in cataclysmic conditions that will mimic the beginning of time, a recreation of the Big Bang. It was reported that studies could also help treat diseases such as cancer, improve the internet, develop systems for destroying nuclear waste, and provide insights into climate change and open the door to travel through extra dimensions. An upgraded version of the LHC was announced, nicknamed the Super LHC. The new accelerator will perform 10 times faster the number of collisions as the current LHC over the same period of time. The upgrade will feature new injection systems and enhanced detectors to cope with the increase in data packet collisions. The bigger International Linear Collider, nicknamed Einstein's Telescope, is planned by the International Technology Recommendation Panel. The ILC will have a collision energy of 500 gigaelectrovolts and will collide electrons with particles of antimatter called positrons along a 30 to 40 kilometer completely straight tunnel. The ILC's two giant guns pointing at each other would be able to accelerate electrons and positrons to near light speeds before smashing them together. The host country for the ILC has not yet been chosen, but it is planned to have a machine constructed by late 2010. The new machine will cost an estimated $7 billion U.S. dollars to build. Physicists hope that the ILC will be able to help resolve some of the questions raised by Einstein's theories of relativity. The reports of the death of TV presenter Vernon Kay in the UK has been greatly exaggerated. News reports have said that the British television presenter has been forced to state that he is not dead after an editor to the free content encyclopedia Wikipedia posted inaccurate claims that he was dead. On September 13th, vandalism was apparently made to the website wikipedia.org, claiming Vernon Kay sadly passed away after falling off of a yacht on holiday in Greece. Another edit further stated that his funeral would be held on Friday, September 19th in Bolton. However, 1 hour after the claim was initially made, a new user removed the claims stating that he was not dead. Just 6 minutes later, however, the claims were re-added and an edit war took place with several contributors adding and removing the complaints over the next few days. The article was eventually protected from editing by anonymous and new users by a Wikipedia administrator. With regards to his death, in Kay's release, he said, "I am alive and kicking. A few friends rang to check that I was all right. I wish I was on a yacht in Greece." And finally this morning, in more lighthearted news, Wiki News editor and photographer Shikata Gane visited the 45th National Championship Air Races and Air Show in Reno, Nevada this past weekend. Many of his photos are on display on wikinews.org. This has been an Audio Wiki News Brief and is freely available for copy under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license at www.creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.5. Catch all the latest breaking news with Wiki News at wikinews.org.